Are you ready for a word of encouragement? It's time for today's devotional from Our Daily Bread. Our author for today is John Blaise, and today's devotional is titled, Tell Me a Story. Once upon a time, those four words just might be among the most powerful in the entire world. Some of my earliest memories as a boy contain a variation on that potent phrase. My mother came home one day with a large hardcover illustrated edition of biblical stories, my Good Shepherd Bible storybook. Every evening before lights out, my brother and I would sit expectantly as she read to us of a time long ago filled with interesting people and the God who loved them. Those stories became a lens for how we looked at the great big world. The undisputed greatest storyteller ever? Jesus of Nazareth. He knew we all carry inside us an innate love for stories, so that was the medium he consistently used to communicate his good news. Once upon a time, there was a man who scattered seed on the ground. Once upon a time, there was a mustard seed, and on and on. Mark's gospel clearly indicates that Jesus used stories in his interactions with everyday people as a way to help them see the world more clearly and understand more thoroughly the God who loved them. That's wise to remember as we desire to share with others God's good news of mercy and grace. The use of story is almost impossible to resist. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is taken from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 26 through 34. He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground. Night and day, whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain, first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it, because the harvest has come." Again he said, "What shall we say the kingdom of God is like, or what parable shall we use to describe it? It is like a mustard seed, which is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all garden plants, with such big branches that the birds can perch in its shade." With many similar parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as much as they could understand. He did not say anything to them without using a parable. But when he was alone with his own disciples, he explained everything. Now let's go to him in prayer. Jesus, you are the wonderful counselor and the great and mighty God. Give us some creativity in the ways that we share your love with a world that still slows down to hear a story. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.